Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And I'm the other guy, Jeff Fellows, for Monday, March 19th, 2012.
What's coming at you right now is episode 7.58.
And it's live. Why aren't we at season 8, Steven?
We're calling it the NFL News craziness show. And the reason we're not at 8, to answer your question, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Is, well, we haven't done a Ravies show yet. You can't go to season 8 and not have a Ravies show for season 7.
Well, why haven't we had a Ravies show?
Well, because we've been waiting for Peyton Manning to decide where he's going, and now we have closure.
It has nothing to do with illnesses. It has nothing to do with construction going around both of our houses. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with we've been waiting for Peyton to make up his freaking mind.
Speaking of construction, yeah. I don't know if you haven't noticed that the pool is in this exact same position that it's been for the last week and a half.
Well, today's Monday when we were over on Saturday.
Yes.
And I went in the backyard to check. And yes, it looked the same as it had for about 3 weeks.
A week and a half.
Just pulling a number out. It's
been
like
a week and a half.
It's been a long time that's looked
been
like
a
that.
Week and a half.
And then we had rain on that Saturday.
Yes.
And what was a pool deck, which is now dirt,
yes,
was making its own pool deck of water.
Of watery mud.
I thought that was really fascinating motif that you guys had
yes,
gone with
it's
there.
It's very interesting.
Mud is a deck choice. I never thought of it.
We had to. It's a long story. We don't have time for the story,
make a long story
of the
really
contractor
long.
That was that then
contractor
wasn't
contractor from hell.
That then we now have.
He's no longer with us.
Wait, what's the actual statement? No longer.
No, I coined the phrase.
Yeah.
He's been no longer with us.
With us. Yeah.
He's been no longer with us.
I actually have a phone because I'm expecting a call from him because he's bringing Do-Re-Mi over to today.
You and me.
Yes. There you go.
You didn't give out the location of the cave, did you?
No.
You're going to go home and meet him?
I'm going to go home and meet him, yes.
Because I'd have to kill you to give away location
of
the cave.
No. You kidding me? We'd come back and there would be no cave. He would steal the cave. And so, anyways, there you go. That's what's going on there. Jeff has been sick. You can kind of, he's coughing now because I can't make him laugh.
No, it's
otherwise
dangerous.
It coughs. And the cave,
show.
Because we haven't been here in a while,
oh my God,
it's
so cold.
Cold.
It's so cold.
The cave is cold, people.
Just so you know, there is snow at ground level at the cave. It's
yes.
not a lot of snow, but there is a thin dusting of snow at
yes.
the cave.
We're actually considering taking the girls out of school tomorrow and going up to play in the snow.
Well, don't take them to the cave because there's not enough snow
no,
here.
No,
you'd have
but,
to take them farther
yes,
north.
Yes, farther north. Not the cave. Anyways, this is kind of like the longest
snowball.
Intro we've ever done. Why? We're just getting back to things, but let's just get to it, Jeffrey.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Would you ever use a barbecue dipping sauce with hair on it?
Yeah, well, that's not the problem. The problem is, how long has this honey barbecue sauce been sitting here? We haven't been in the Rave Cave since before the Super Bowl.
It's been over a month. No. We did a show.
Not from here.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I guess we did the what show.
We did it on 221.
We did the what show. We did the what show. You're right. Okay.
Without the what sound drop,
but
by the way.
But this was here before that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
and
as old as the
for
cartilage.
Lent, I've given up fast food. I've not had fast food since the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
And how do we define fast food? We define it as
anything
joint
that
has a drive-through window.
Now, yes.
Like
which
case-
crushed me because the other day we were near In-N-Out and Trisha and the girls wanted In-N-Out. But I'm like...
They
all
In-N-Out
has is drive-thrus.
No, the one in Placentia does not have a drive-thru.
Really?
It is walk-in only. So again, how Steven has chosen to define drive-thru is if they have drive-thrus in their chain, because like there's a lot of KFCs that don't.
But they count
because most of them do.
And it's fast food. No, actually what we did, what Trisha and I did is we Googled In-N-Out. We found that the company website describes themselves as a chain of fast food burger joints.
Well, they should, because that's what they are.
So
they're tasty as heck.
And everybody else knows what fast food is. But
can I give one up for Lent? Because I haven't had In-N-Out since Lent.
Yeah, but...
See, this gets up to the big religious question of being at the end of the day and realizing you haven't eaten and wondering if you could count it as a fast.
As a fasting day,
and it's like, well, you know, you're supposed to set the day aside for God.
Right.
And how much time did you spend thinking about God that day? Yes. Oh, well, dang it!
Well, this Lent and this giving up fast food has been great for I'm getting my daughters ready to get baptized.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a very good teaching.
You know, there's a lot of secular people method. Here that don't like us discussing religion.
Yeah, I know. But I'm doing it.
For you guys,
it.
We say this is our show. Go listen to something else. if you can't find a secular program.
Jeff
out
is saying that. I'm just trying to share a little bit of what I'm doing with my life right now.
You don't have to do it with yours. We don't care.
And there's been a lot of benefits, although, you know, I am using it to teach about what the Lent season means and stuff like that. But I'm also using it to get healthy. I mean, I've dropped 12 pounds. I went to my doctor the other day, Jeff, and I get on.
I said, he's like, I lost 12 pounds. He says, did you look under the bed?
No, he was like, my doctor high-fived me.
Did he wash his hands first?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Up to the elbows before you high-five.
He high-fived me because I got to go.
I see a whole sketch.
I got to go to visit.
Every time he's at a sporting event, he has to pull out a little moist towel and...
I have to go to him every 3 months to, uh-huh. you know, continue my well-being. And it was 3 months ago, and, you know, in 3 months, I've dropped 12 pounds. So he's like, well, let's go for another 12 next 3 months. So I see him again in 3 months, and we're good. I'm trying to find a partner for Rose Bowl walking.
Have you ever asked for me?
I've not. But you,
why have you never asked me?
Because you've got things in. Yeah, that's exactly it.
My son plays ball there a couple times a week.
Well, so I'm starting a Facebook page said, join Stephen to walk around the Rose Bowl.
Stephen, there's thousands of people there every day.
I know, but I don't.
Why do you need a Facebook page?
I don't know any of those people.
How long
does
it take for you to get to know people? 2.5 seconds? 3? My daughter texts me from Disneyland. I said, hey, kid, you having a nice day? She says, Steven talks to everyone. She says, I've been standing here for 5 minutes, and he's been talking to a complete stranger.
She did tell me that at the end of the day.
She told on herself?
She's like, Uncle Steven, man, you don't have a problem talking to anybody. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they're doing.
And you say, neither does your dad.
But
he doesn't.
So we had a great time. When are you coming to Disneyland with us?
Dude, I've been since I quit Disney.
Really?
So that's been 7 years
Eight
at least.
Years?
8 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Since that, I quit.
When I leave the mouse,
I leave the mouse hard.
I see.
Look, they sold the Angels to Artie Moreno, and I said, I'm done.
I'm trying to figure out how the mouse right now is trying to sell me on their Disney Vacation Club.
Dude, if you've got young kids and you can afford to go in with Disney on any vacation, they will do you proper.
No, I know.
That's all there is to it.
I know, yeah.
But the problem is kids get older.
We decided to put our money into the backyard.
Into the mud hole?
It looks like a mud hill now. But at the end of April, we're going to be jumping in that thing.
Sexy time.
All of us are jumping
in. Can we put a zip line from the Rave Cave to the pool?
That's very far.
You should ask about that. But you should ask. It's downhill.
It is down there, but it's very far. I think zip lines can only be like 1,000 feet.
No.
The Rave Cave is a lot further than it.
Says you.
The longest zip line in the world is 1,000 feet.
No. What about the one that's in South
America? It's 1,000 feet.
It's one in South America.
It's 1,000 feet up, and it's 1,000 feet long.
No, because I know of one that's over a mile.
What?
That's 5,280 feet.
Where's the one over a mile? A zip line over a mile? People can't hold on that long over a mile.
Harness. You're pretty much sitting in a swing.
You don't have to hold on?
No, you don't hold on.
Oh, I thought that you just...
No, you're supported.
Well, that's going for a ride. That's weak.
You get up to speeds of 45 miles per hour.
No, you got
to
hold yourself. That's what the zip line is all about.
And if you let go, you die?
Yes!
Do you think anybody in America is going to allow that in our litigious society?
That's the thrill of the adventure.
Our society is mitigated against thrills and fun, Stephen.
All right, well, speaking of thrills and adventure, let's get to some NFL news, because you and I, Jeffrey, have not talked to the people about NFL in about a month.
It'll be a month and 2 days.
Can we start with this first?
Just a good old boy. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Never meaning no harm. He never means no harm. Just sing it.
beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
See the problem that you're going to have right now, Steven? What? I actually had a dream last time. Just remember as we sing this.
Okay.
That I decided I could sing country music because I got the big, deep voice because I'm sick.
All right. Well, we haven't done a show since
February 21st. Right.
Well, on February 23rd.
No wonder I don't know this.
Jaguars defensive tackle Nate Collins was arrested for possession of marijuana. Wow, That was pretty good. 2 days after that, Seattle Seahawks linebacker Leroy Hill was arrested for possession of marijuana.
Now, this gets to the politically, we've got to legalize pot, and we've got
More recently, March 17th,
stop this.
Center Samson Steele, previously played for the Oakland Raiders.
Like,
I do believe
play for?
The Raiders. I believe he's a free agent right now.
Yeah, good
but
luck
he
with
was
that.
Arrested for disorderly conduct. And this is just me talking to Samson. Yo, dog, 2 days before the free agency period, that's probably not the time you want to go and get yourself arrested.
If you're dumb as a stump, it don't matter.
And then there hasn't really been an arrest here, but wide receiver Brandon Marshall, who was traded from Miami to Chicago, which we'll talk about in a minute,
Bears.
Was accused of striking a woman at a nightclub.
In the face.
In the face.
Yep.
And, so there you go. That's a lot. That's a lot of.
Chicago knew about that when they went in.
They did. They did. Well, you know why they got him, right? They got him for BFF.
Put him back with
Jay Cutler. Yes. Yes.
Yes. But we haven't talked about that yet. So
no.
It's okay.
So let's talk about
that
right
now. Do
you
want to go through the free agency ticker first?
That's crazy.
Or do we start with the most important things of all? The universe that is Peyton Manning.
That is the news. That is why we are here.
That is why we are
here. And I think we need something. We need we need more. We need better. We need We need to rock and roll it up a little bit. We need to give it some spice.
We should have pulled some.
We
John
need some
Denver.
Nirvana, baby.
John Denver.
Well, that's true, but this John Denver doesn't quite have the.
He did that one day. He dropped acid.
Is this like the best two notes in music?
And it's in a minor, so it feels really sad.
Yeah, that's. So, anyways, here you go. Peyton Manning has decided just this morning when I called Jeff to get your lazy butt out of bed. Don't be coughing and pretending that you're sick. Get over to the Rave Cave. In 30 minutes, we are talking about Mr. Manning and his love of horses.
Could we start back with who called whom this morning?
You
called me to say get my lazy butt over there. Who called whom?
I thought I called you today.
Yeah, you were mistaken.
You called me. You called. Okay, you're pulling the call history today?
Yeah, see this?
I'm pulling up mine.
Yeah, received call from
recent
from my house 794 blah blah 5555.
Doo doo. Incoming at 9:12.
That means you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Outgoing. See, I called you back, though, at 9:35.
Yeah, because you got a call after that, and I said take the call. So
technically,
revisionist history.
Technically, I did call you back.
Well, technically, you didn't call me to say get my butt out of bed and get over to the Rave Cave.
All right, I didn't say that.
No, technically, I called you.
You called me because you went there. If we're telling stories,
let's tell it.
Called me because you wanted to get out of your house.
I didn't want to get out of my house. I needed to get out of my house.
Well, there you
and
go.
For the first time in 3 weeks, I didn't need to get out of my house because there's people banging and building stuff and creating heck on earth for me. I needed to get out of my house for personal reasons.
Okay, all right. So, since we're just clearing the air.
And let's just give some initials to it and let you do the math. M-I-L. Okay? It's like Missy in Action. But stands for something else. It's a particular family member. M-I-L.
M-I-L is not Missing in Action.
No, it's like M-I-A.
Okay, it's like M-I-A.
This is M-I-L.
M-I-L,
and it's a family relation. And
Jeff needed to get out.
I needed to get out of Dodge. Because I did my time this weekend.
You just...
And trust me, I did time. I did hard time.
Wow. Okay.
I did hard time.
I don't understand it. I'm going
to
not going
to
say
to San Diego.
I get it. I get it.
I arranged this, Steven. I said, I arranged so she sat next to me.
Okay.
And I put the wife and the kids in the back seat so that only I would be subjected to the pain. I took a bullet for the team because that's what dads do.
Wow.
And now I'm at the cave. I'm at the cave, and I'm ready to
talk about this. You're at the cave.
So what Steven told me, though, when I called, I did not know this.
You did.
Because I don't jump on news. Yes. I checked my phone first because I had a feeler out for a phone call from somebody, and they hadn't gotten back to me. And so then I called Steven. First off, didn't turn on the TV. Don't do that in the morning. And Steven's like, Peyton Manning's a Colt!
Yes.
Warning!
What?
Yes, I had tweeted it.
How did I get them off my list?
I had Facebooked it.
Well, Steven, because I put together a poll.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you didn't check with me.
How did they disappear? Before
you put the poll on.
Maybe I had just gone to NFL Network and they only had three teams on the page that moment.
Okay.
Because, you know, they've had the Peyton Manning stock.
Because when I saw the poll, I was like, why does he have Arizona and not Denver?
Away? Because they're an AFC team. This makes it all the more likely. And you know what? Retrospect, hindsight, 2020,
yeah.
OMG. They went to the playoffs last year. Yes, they were 8-8.
Yeah.
But they went to the playoffs with a fierce defense. They have a reasonable running attack. They have a great head coach. It's like, what was the biggest problem with the Denver Broncos last year? It was their offense. And it was not Tim Tebow. We're not blaming him. But their offense was inept. They could only score at the end of games.
Yes.
And my goodness, they went to the playoffs. They're in one of the easiest divisions. He goes from playing in one of the easiest divisions to playing in one of the easiest divisions.
Yeah.
This is a little harder, but not that much.
The thing with the Denver crisis move.
Oakland is pretenders.
I don't want to say that this is what it is for Peyton Manning, but I think ultimately it had a little bit to do with it, and I think it's money.
I played the sound effect, Steven.
You did.
Because I knew where you were going. They were the first ones to come out with the number.
Yes.
And the number was misquoted first, and they went out to correct. They redacted the story to say, no, it's not $10 million that we offered him. It's $20 million that we offered him. And because here's
my understanding was that they told him at their initial meeting, $95 million for 5 years.
Holy crap.
That's what they told
him. And the Gura? We don't know yet.
No, but it was like half of it. It was like 50 mil.
Jeez.
So it was 95.
Talk about all in.
95 mil for five with about 50 million guaranteed. It's going to be front loaded because we have a lot of space right now and we need to save space for the future. So a lot of it's something. It was going to be something like that. We're going to give them like 18 million up front in signing bonus. Something huge. We don't know the numbers. The numbers are going to come out over time.
The bonus was 20.
Probably 20 million.
That's the 20
number. Signing bonus.
So, yeah. So originally NFL Network reported $10 million. And I thought that seems low to me.
When you just heard 20 million?
No, when I heard 10.
Oh, okay.
I thought that sounds low. Yeah, yeah, and then I'm listening to the morning guys, Rich Gannon and Adam Scheid on the Sirius NFL XM Blitz. And they were talking about what a ridiculously high amount of money it was. I'm like, wow, I was thinking low.
Well,
because I really had Peyton at around $20 million
a year. Let me go back. Just take us to the beginning of last week. Yeah,
I had Peyton at $20 million a year.
Because that's where Peyton should be.
That's where he should be.
That's where he should be.
But he can't throw.
But check this
right
out.
Yes, he can.
Here's how it played out. Met with Denver. Met with Tennessee. Met with Denver, met with Arizona, met with Tennessee, and that's where like those are the three players.
Right.
Then Miami got involved, and we're like, okay, Miami, but there's no one's right now. Nobody wants to go to Miami. Okay. Sorry about that, Chaz Miller. I love you, girl, but nobody wants to play for the Miami Dolphins right now.
Honestly, I'm not sure that you could recruit a college team. Right. I don't know if they could build a mall, Steven. I don't know if they could open a Starbucks.
So hold on. Then we hear around Wednesday that Tuesday Peyton Manning had worked out for the San Francisco 49ers.
and
now the Niners are like, what? And then we hear Alex Smith visited Miami
to
work out with the Dolphins. Yeah, good, because
good
he's like, all right, you're only going to offer me, you know, you're only going to offer me a contract for 3 years. Well, I need a little bit more than 3 years. I'm going to go see what my options are. He went to Miami, and what I'm hearing right now, and this is before we even get to that, is that he is liking Miami, and San Francisco might be without anybody when this is all said and done. But then we
Colin Kaepernick.
Well, here you go. So then the deal is that now we've got the San Francisco 49ers, who became an instant player, and everyone was like, oh man, if you go to San Francisco, that's like instant Super Bowl. Yeah. This team with their defense game. And Manning come in there. Oh, and they sent Randy Moss. Oh, yeah. And they got Mario Manningham from the New York Giants.
But Manningham signing wasn't a good signing.
I think it is because they needed a slot guy. They got Randy Moss now, who's going to stretch the field deep.
Yeah. If you put Manningham in the slot, that's fine. I just don't like him on the Y or the.
Yeah,
X.
He's not going to be He wasn't going to be the number two.
I don't want him outside.
So here's the thing. That now the San Francisco 49ers get Peyton Manning, you're like, oh, man, that's instant contender right there.
Yes.
Because they went so deep last year.
It's a championship game.
So here's the deal.
One play away from going to the Super Bowl.
Now, all of a sudden, this weekend, we're all hearing Niners, Broncos, Titans. Miami's out. Arizona pulled themselves out. So it's those three teams. And then it was kind of like if you were to rank them in order, people were like, we're going to say Niners first, Titans second, and the Broncos were third.
Our listeners had the Tennessee Titans out there winning it all. And I thought that was smart. AFC, he stays in the same division.
Right.
And he's got a small town feel
to it. And I think ultimately that's what went against Tennessee.
Well, what I think heard was ultimately, the media circus. Peter King says this morning on Twitter that he didn't like the media circus around Tennessee. I'm like, what is a media circus around Tennessee? My God.
No, I think ultimately having to play the Colts twice, he didn't want that.
He didn't want to stick it to his old buddy, the billionaire tweeter, Jim Irsay.
Yeah, I think that had something to do with it. And then it came down
but you're prepared to play those other teams.
It came between the Niners and the Broncos, and he's thinking, man, the Niners are, you know, first of all, it's really the two weakest divisions in the National Football League, both the NFC West and the AFC West.
Right.
So it's like, let's see what I got. And then Denver's like, here's all this cash. All right, you win.
Yeah.
And that's what it came down to. Literally, it was Niners and it was Broncos, and at the end of the day, Denver could pay him a lot more and still have money to get him pieces. Yes. And I think that's what it was about.
Okay. And this being said, everything that everyone's saying who knows anything about this situation, which would exclude Steven and I, we haven't seen anything. We just hear stuff and we read voraciously. But what we are hearing is that Peyton looks amazing. John Elway went to one of these throwing sessions and is like, this cat can make every throw. He can do everything. There's not one thing he can't do. Peyton is back being Peyton, and that's all there is to it. Then Hall of Fame John Elway comes in and starts scratching his chin, scratching his head, scratching his chin again. And you know what he says? He says, wait a minute. I'm the general manager, vice president of operations for the Denver freaking Broncos. And up until this point, I've been the smartest guy in this organization. I bring in Peyton Manning. I have a peer. I have somebody who is my equal. I have somebody, and I frankly think that Peyton's probably smarter than Elway. But that's okay. I'm just telling you what's going through Elway's mind. I have a peer. I have said we can sit down. We're going to go into that war room. We're going to crunch numbers. We're going to look at tape. John Elway is not going to sleep through the draft. Because Peyton won't let him sleep. They're going to build a great organization. They're going to look at what they got. They're going to look at what they could get. And they're going to do everything humanly possible to build a kick-butt long-term organization there in Denver. And it's exciting. And I think when John looked at that situation, he couldn't resist. That's my take.
Yeah.
John Fox is great.
Look, it's clear that Elway was never on board with Tim Tebow. Even after they changed to Tim Tebow and he was saying all the right things, he was never on board with the Tim Tebow bandwagon.
So I wanted to finish Peyton, which we did. Now let's move on to the next domino that falls in the domino that is the 2012 offseason.
Yes.
Tim Tebow now. We saw on our Facebook page, I saw Susie out there on Facebook, OMG, no. Yeah.
I've seen some really, Tebow, you know what?
I heard callers on the way to the cave on SiriusXM, just like, it's a conspiracy. It's because the Broncos have always hated Tim Tebow. They're not really committed to winning. It's like, really? Yeah, Tim Tebow versus Peyton Manning?
You know what?
Okay.
The thing that's just, I mean,
Tim Tebow needs to just run for president of the United States on the Republican ticket. We've got a divided ticket, and he can run as a Tea Party candidate. He can run as an independent, and he's going to win. And Jeff, he's going to what? And
he'll problem, be able. The problem is he does not meet the age requirements of the United States of America to run for president.
Okay, you go to the Supreme Court.
You're going to
and
have
we're
going
to have to do what the president does and change the Constitution, but go in round around the Constitution, make that little tweak. Tim Tebow for president.
Really?
That's where everybody wants him, anyways. Because by the way, Stephen, he walks on water.
You're saying
does President
Tebow,
Obama walk on water? No. Does Tim Tebow? Yes.
You're saying Tebow can have the Constitution amended.
He's Tim Tebow. He walks on water.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, so I came into the cave this morning, and Stephen was Tebowing. And I said, what was that? And I got to let you make the joke. Stephen, that was a great joke.
And I said, "It's I'm not Tebowing. I'm Tebow saying, God, maybe I wasn't clear. When I said the Denver Broncos were to be the best team in the National Football League, I sort of included myself as the quarterback, not Peyton Manning.
Ba-da-ba. God answers prayers. God listens to Tim Tebow. Oh, you want the best team in the NFL? Okay.
Okay, there's Peyton Manning.
Well, you got to get out of the way, son.
So
Tim Tebow, if he doesn't land in Miami, because Miami's next up on my hit parade of the dominoes falling. So,
well, here's
Tim Tebow is not being dissed. Let's just be clear about this. Hall of Famer, guy that is lucky to complete a pass.
But I want to get this out there because I just think it's pretty crazy. Here's some of the things that I've seen on Twitter today. Elway equals Judas.
Elway equals Judas. I would go A2 Brute.
Seriously, people?
Elway,
come on.
First of all, there's no reason to believe he actually kissed him on the cheek. There's
second, no Tebow will rise again like Jesus on Easter.
Wow. So 3 days. So is this day one? Is this Good Friday?
I guess
sure.
This would be Good Friday.
Okay.
But people go – it's a little crazy, Jeff.
Which is why I told you he should run for president.
But he's too young.
Yeah.
Maybe when he gets older, when he's old enough. As long as he could answer questions about, you know
which branch
foreign
of
affairs
government
and stuff.
He would shut down.
Yes.
Well, there's three. Have you
seen Game Changer? The made for HBO movie on Sarah Palin, John McClane, and
I really have trouble watching Sarah Palin, even when people are pretending to be her.
Well, it's Julianne Moore, which I love Julianne Moore because she's a redhead.
Love Julianne Moore.
But she disappears
I've
into the role.
I've seen her do. I saw her do Sarah Palin, and it just Sarah Palin in any form creeps me out.
Well, here's the thing.
Real, be it Tina Fey, now Julianne Moore.
The
it creeps
things,
me out.
The things that we did not know about how
oh, and
that
McCain.
She was going to be as vice president.
And John McCain had no idea.
And
he
had
wishes
no
he had
idea until the end. He didn't know until the very end, until literally 2 days before election night, they're like dropping him with.
I'm not dissing on our more minor states.
Yeah.
But apparently, governor of Alaska doesn't mean a whole lot.
I just want to know where in the world was I that I didn't catch her saying, I can see Russia from my house.
Okay. Now, hang on. There was a time.
Right.
That we were actually by a nice bridge. We're connected. Russia owned Alaska. We purchased it from them. And so, look, the closest threat, that was one of the only intelligent things she said, Stephen.
But yeah. I can see it
example,
from my house.
Poor example. It was a vast overstatement, but she is the closest thing we have to a, not she, but Alaska is the closest threat we have to the east. Okay? Because it's out there. And you look at a globe, you see
I
how far
understand,
out Alaska
but it's
is.
Not Russia. That's not
it used to be.
Russia.
And there was a nice bridge that used
to
connect
used to be
it.
When? Like a skajillion, bajillion years ago? Okay.
When we bought
it's
it from
a
them.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And just some of the things. Some of the things about
those, but I'm just when, saying those
there,
are the, those
the,
are the not crazy things she said.
There's a scene where they ask her about how we were going to how we're going to maintain our relationship with England, and she said that McCain had a great relationship with the queen, and he would continue to keep her and his lines of communication open with the queen.
With the royal family.
Yes. Until.
So, oh, my God. Until, you know, there's a prime minister.
Yeah, he's like,
they're not,
you know, she's
the
not the
she's
head.
A symbolic figurehead.
She's not the head of government there.
She has nothing
she's like,
to do with
she's
government.
She's not? He's like, no, she's.
Oh, my God.
She's like, well, who runs England? He's like, the prime minister. She did
oh
not
my
know
God, that England had a prime minister.
She did not know.
Now, in all fairness, I mean, being American, it's okay to not know that England has a prime minister. You would assume they have a president. Okay? So, you know, because some countries, they call them different things.
Right, right.
But, you know, so you use a different name. Prime minister, you say, we say president, you say tomato, you say tomato.
Right.
Let's call the whole thing off. But, wow, that she thought that the royals were in any way involved with the day-to-day affairs of English government is really terrifying. And I didn't see, again, this is why I don't want to watch this, Stephen, because, like, I already don't like her.
Yeah. So then, Jeffrey, they...
And so many of my
so
friends
then
do.
They hire these two, like, the top foreign advisors.
We're in politics, and
I know,
get
but
mad
still,
when we talk
they hire like the top two foreign advisors from like the Bush campaign
boot camp.
To come in. Yeah, and they're like literally having to teach her
not
who the Axis was
the
in World War
not
II.
Flat?
Okay, and they're like, you know, she's like,
Italy changed sides. What?
It was just crazy.
Italy wasn't one of our allies?
It was just crazy.
No, there's a guy named
all
Mussolini.
Right, I'm sorry. I don't even know how we got on Sarah Palin, but anyways, you need to check it out, Jeff.
I won't.
You need to.
I won't.
You
I don't
need
like
to.
Her, and I don't want to
Woody Harrelson.
More. I love Woody.
Yeah, he played the like main advisor, campaign advisor for McCain and Palin.
I like Woody.
And he's the one who actually pushed Palin, and in the end, he wanted to kill himself because he just – it was hard. And that's why it's game changer. They basically what the Republicans wanted to do was
a movie, Ides of March.
Okay,
great film that is highly entertaining. Highly entertaining.
Right now, give me the bing bing. Give me right now. I'm giving you. I'm giving it to you right now. Yes.
Breaking news, friends. Hot off the wire. I don't even know about it.
The New England Patriots are deciding that they got to bring in wide receivers like Mad Busters. We already know.
Mad Busters? That,
yes, Mad Busters.
Like Mad and like Gangbusters.
And
the
Gangbusters together. Mad Busters. Mad Busters, yes.
Stephen Miranda, friends, at 32-14, coined a new word.
I could come up with something every once in a while.
I like it.
They've gone like Mad Busters. And the Patriots, so, you know, they got Wes Welker. They got him on the – they franchise-tagged him.
They already had Wes Welker.
They franchise-tagged him. They don't, actually, until he signs his tender.
Tender.
Yes. So they got franchise-tagged him. They brought in Josh Morgan.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
From who I think was frankly
stolen from the
going
Niners.
To be one of the top receivers in the league in San Francisco.
Who's the other guy they just brought
really
in?
Like him.
They brought in just some – oh, the tight end. Tight end LaFell. Well, they brought in another one, Jeffrey. And right now, just this minute, they have signed a deal with wide receiver Dante Stallworth to bring him.
The man who killed somebody and spent 12 days in jail, 24 days in jail.
Did he spend any time in jail?
12 days in jail, yes. So
there you go. The Pats are making it clear that, look, we're not going anywhere. We're going to stockpile and we're going to get ready to go out and do it again.
Wow.
So there you go.
But, you know, and they will. I don't ever question that. Belichick, say what you like about him, but the guy is truly gifted at putting together a football team.
It's just there's so much.
What, you want more breaking news? What do you want?
Well, we need to talk about Tim Tebow and what happens to him, really.
Okay.
We made fun of him, and we made of the Tebowing.
Okay, but you know what? The fact is, he's like most likely, Stephen. No, he's got to go to Florida. He's got to go to either Jacksonville or Miami for no other reason than to sell tickets.
I'm thinking Jacksonville myself.
But to sell tickets. He's got to go back to Florida to sell tickets. Now, here's the problem. The problem is, what is Denver going to get for him, which is why I don't think that they should touch, why they should move him. But if they're going Peyton Manning, then they're going back to a traditional offense.
Yes.
And that means that there is no room for – so what is the market value for a number one draft pick? Not number one, but first-round draft pick in Tim Tebow. What is the market value for him? Because most people think with their brains, not with their hearts. Those general managers I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking with your heart, you go, well, he's worth a lot because he's gold. But if you're a general manager who thinks with your head, you go, I'm not getting a very good quarterback. I'm getting a guy who plays his guts out and certainly keeps us in games and somehow manages to win some. But I don't have to pay very much for him because he's not very skilled. So I'm looking at, Steven, honestly, a third or fourth round pick
not
to get Tim
happen.
Tebow. So does Denver let him go for less than a third round for more than they need more than a third, right?
Yes.
So, but if you keep him, can you really afford to keep him? Is he really the backup to Peyton Manning?
No.
You see my problem. Denver doesn't want to have anything to do with him.
Your problem is based on you not thinking someone will pay for Tebow. They will pay for Tebow.
Nobody needs to pay more than a third round pick for him.
That's what you believe.
That is my and. Steven, I have grown in my market analysis skills. Yes. I'm not a noob anymore. I can be wrong, but I'm not a moron in these affairs. And you're not accusing me
there's,
of that.
I'm not. I just there are teams out there, a la Miami,
Jacksonville.
They will be willing to give up a second, if not a first round draft choice, to get a Tim Tebow in there.
Okay, we're going to segue then. I'm such a baby, cause the Dolphins make me cry. As the dominoes continue to fall, we turn our sights to Stephen Ross and the cluster F that is the Miami Dolphins.
When Ike Taylor of the Pittsburgh Steelers comes out and says, nobody want – was it Ike Taylor? I forgot who it was, if it was Ike Taylor or if it was somebody else. Anyways, one of the somebody in the secondary for the Pittsburgh Steelers basically flat out back, nobody wants to play for the Miami Dolphins.
That is correct. Nobody.
When players are saying it, and he had a chance to go there as a free agent, there's a problem with the organization. It was Ryan Clark. It was not Ike Taylor. It was Ryan Clark.
I didn't remember that.
Ryan Clark says nobody wants to play for them, and they asked him why, and he's like,
"There's
it's not
the
guys on the field."
Right.
He's like, the guys on the field are trying their hardest to win games.
And they've demonstrated that.
But without saying the name Jeff Ireland, he's basically saying the guy who runs things there and makes decisions.
Something in the building doesn't feel right is the words I'm getting, Steven.
Yeah.
And that's a direct quote. Something in the building doesn't feel right. And his name is Jeff Ireland.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Parcells was supposed to groom Jeff Ireland into being this just great guy who could go out and buy the groceries, right?
Well, he was supposed to buy them.
Well, if he did, why then is Matt Flynn playing for the Seattle Seahawks?
Here's Clark's direct quote. In my honest opinion, not a good guy making decisions.
Ooh. As the daughter would say, burn.
Or snap.
Snap. Burn.
So, yeah, you're basically saying, now remember, Jeff Ireland, this was a guy that asked wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Dez Bryant, if his mama was a prostitute. You remember that?
Yeah. He didn't ask him if he was a prostitute. He inferred that she was a prostitute.
No, he asked you. He
was
asked,
your mama a prostitute?
Is your mama a prostitute? Yes.
Is your mama a prostitute? Yeah.
That was the deal.
Wow.
And now you've got a player who's been in the league for a while.
Poor form.
Saying, not a good guy making decisions.
Now, let's bring it back to Peyton Manning. The only place that Peyton didn't visit, San Francisco came out to him. But early on, it was so interesting that he had made his swing, and we knew his travel schedule, and he had flown to Denver first, then he had gone to Arizona, then he had gone back to Indianapolis to attend to some business there, and then Miami was assumed that they were, because he has a home in Miami,
right,
as all filthy rich people must have because they have no income tax. So you don't have to actually live there but a few months out of the year, and that's your residence, and therefore you don't pay any income tax. And that income tax is a really big deal when you're making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
Very big deal. So everybody has a place in Miami or just somewhere in Florida. If you got to have a place in Florida, might as well be where it's fun. Might as well be in Miami.
Right.
I'd be in Key West. That's just me.
Yeah.
If it was good enough for Hemingway, it's good enough for me, even though he was an alcoholic. Anyways, that being said, he lives there in the greater Miami area. Fort Lauderdale's nice. I like Fort Lauderdale. But he doesn't want to visit them. But he lives in that town, and he left that town to go on his little tour, and then it was Miami's turn, and he said, if you guys want to come out here to Indianapolis, I'm happy to talk to you.
Right.
And they spent 5 hours talking.
Maybe Peyton knows that ultimately in Miami, the rhythm is not going to get you.
You don't have the song to play.
I don't. I wish I did.
Oh, the rhythm is going to get you.
But, I mean, seriously, you know what, with the superstar owners and, you know, owners in the box every game and, you know, that's not what Payne's about, man.
It's not about the big show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's about winning football
games.
And if there's one thing that's been clear since Dan Marino has left, is that the Denver Broncos are not about winning
Miami
football.
Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins. You said Denver Broncos.
Even, that's because that's where Peyton is. Yes. If there's one thing that's been clear since he left Miami and retired Dan Marino, is that the Miami Dolphins are about almost anything but winning football games.
But look,
they try. Think about the going and getting Harbaugh, and they brought Harbaugh in and undermined. Right. They do everything they could.
With Ireland and Ross, now seemingly they lost Matt Flynn. He's now in Seattle. We'll get to that in a minute. Yep. They got no Peyton Manning. They really don't have options. Now, right now, they are wooing the
Alex
bejesus
Smith,
out of Alex Smith. And you know what? And Alex Smith might go.
USA Today, breaking news, Peyton Manning picks Broncos.
Thank you,
USA Today. We want to thank them for being at the forefront. That story is 3 hours and 15 minutes old.
And they just posted it?
It just came up on my iPad. It's breaking news. They pushed it out as an alert on my iPad.
Bling, bing, bling, bing, bing. Thank you.
3 hours and 15 minutes ago.
So, yeah, the Miami's in trouble.
Miami, I've always wondered what the hell's going on there.
Yeah.
And honestly, this is becoming a farce. Comedy farce.
And this is
what
why.
What if you had a football team? It's like, forget the Oakland Raiders under Al Davis at the end of his life. What if you truly had a football team that no one wanted to play for? By the way, their best player now is Brandon Marshall. Oh,
he's gone.
No, he's not there anymore.
Jeff, here's why I disagree with you on why someone will pay more than the third round pick. Because teams like Miami and Jacksonville, who Jacksonville went and tried to get a quarterback in the draft, they've gotten several over the last two drafts.
They've not made a mistake.
Right? They went last year. They brought in.
I'm just telling you who's on there. Last year
they brought in Gabbert, and the year before that they brought in Clawson.
Gabbert.
Okay, so they got in the last two drafts. They've gotten Jimmy Clawson and Blaine Gabbert.
Right,
and they haven't panned out for them.
Nope.
And so, sure, why not? Let's go. Let's let these guys mature, and let's bring in a Tebow and sell a whole and get this. Be able to take the tarps off and get some people in the seats.
Yeah.
All right? Or Miami's like, well, now we've got no one. And if Alex Smith turns him down, because here's what I think is going to happen with Alex Smith. The San Francisco 49ers are going to say, okay, right now the contract we're offering you is for 3 years.
We're going to bump it to four.
Or maybe even five. We're going to give you 5 years.
Four, but they do have to get more money now.
Yeah, and we'll give you a little bit more money. Stay with us, okay? We're an organization. We need to make sure that we keep all our options open.
Alex is going to do it because he's a businessman.
Right.
He's a smart kid.
Right.
He knows the organization.
Right.
So he's like, he's not thrilled with the organization, but it's like it's never been better in San Francisco than it is right now.
Exactly.
Who's got it better than them?
No.
Well, lots of people.
Well,
but when has it been better for San Francisco? Never.
Not lots of people. Right now, only one that's got it better than San Francisco is the Giants because they went on to win the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying that, Steve, that San Francisco's had its head up its rear end for a long time. And he's been there for some of that.
Here's the other thing.
He knows that they've got their act together.
Well,
and they brought in toys.
I'm Alex Smith, and this is what I'm looking at. Miami just let go their best wide receiver weapon.
Yep.
Who are they going to bring around me? I don't know. Their defense isn't that good, and they play in one heck of a division where I got to play against the Patriots twice, the Jets twice, and the Bills twice.
Oh, and the Bills are getting good.
All right. Now, let me look at my options here with the San Francisco 49ers. They just brought me in Randy Moss. Okay, they just brought me Manningham.
Mm-hmm.
All right? My defense is still number one.
Oh, and I'm going to have a healthy Ted Ginn. I'm
going to have a healthy Vernon Davis.
And I still got Vernon Davis. I still got Frank Gore. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
I think we got winning in our future.
I must stay in San Francisco.
He's a smart guy. It's a great fan base. It's a lousy stadium. It's a great fan
base. But the stadium's getting fixed.
Not by the time he's done.
Maybe.
Because he's 6 years in the league already. And a couple more.
Why I say they give him five. They make him, they make him look. They say, look, 5 years. That means that for the next 5 years, you're going to be our guy.
Yeah.
We're done looking.
We played the field.
But that's what they got to say. We played the field, okay? You know, you're Miss California. We looked at Miss America for a second.
Did you look at Miss Wisconsin?
Miss America.
Did you look at Miss Wisconsin? How you doing?
I looked at Miss America for a second. She turned me down, but I'm back to Miss California. And that's not bad.
It's
okay?
Not bad.
So I think he stays in San Francisco.
Facebook IPO is going to make his real estate value go through the roof. I tell you, I've been entertaining MIL.
Yes.
And apparently the Facebook IPO is driving the real estate market there like crazy.
Crazy.
Employees, high-level executives are already spending their IPO money that they haven't even gotten yet.
Right.
They're to live in Menlo Park.
So what did
Palo Alto,
did they go IPO
not
already?
Yet? They're just scheduled in the next few weeks
to happen.
What is it going to stock exchange?
What's it going to start at?
Oh, dude, I think they will. But this is just me guessing, and I'm not a market guy. But it's like I'm guessing 45, and it'll probably close at 60 opening day, and then it'll settle back to some sort of reality.
Right.
But I'm thinking 45.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the most insane. And then
I can afford me buy two shares of stock?
Certainly they will.
Because I could probably buy two shares.
That's cool.
I could probably squeeze three out of there.
And in other related news, Tim Cook of Apple Computer sold $11 million worth of stock last week. And I'm like, dang, that's kind of doing something that's going to make – but you know what? It was a good thing. They announced today he took his money to be nice.
Yes.
Because the stock is now up $16 today.
Right.
Because they announced they're going to actually give dividends for the first time.
I did read
that. To buy back. And Tim Cook cashed out last week. I thought, oh, this is a scary sign.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It was a very good sign.
They're giving dividends.
That's your business update from Rise
and Race. I did read that. You know what? It's funny because, you know, 15 years ago when I first met Trisha, if I would have taken that 10 grand
to take and Apple bought some at Apple. 24.
Yeah, well.
At 24, because I don't buy individual stocks, but I'm like, at 24, somebody please hear me. That this company, just their cash alone at the time was.
You didn't tell me.
They had $4 billion in cash.
I wish I would have known you then.
Steven, I want
to listen to you.
And I'm wrong sometimes.
Yeah. Not on Apple.
Not on that one. That's closing at over 600 today.
Yeah, six.
It's $24. But I didn't get any, Steven, so I don't.
$24. I would have dropped 10 G's on that.
What? NFL Network has just put up. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
This is not really breaking news, so I'll cut it short, but it's Tim Tebow's stock watch is taking the place of Peyton Manning's.
I tell you what, and this leads us to here before we end here, we're going to end with the New Orleans Saints.
Mario Williams, Mario Williams to the Buffalo Bills.
Hold on 1 second. This leads me to the why the league and the New Orleans Saints are really, really, really happy right now, okay? Because all the attention of Bounty Gate or whatever you want to call it.
No, not calling it gate.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bounty stuff.
The bounty problem.
Yes, the bounty problem.
Pay for pain. Greg, I like pay for pain.
With Greg Williams and the New Orleans Saints.
And a sheesload
over the last 5 days, how much have you heard about that, really?
Well, I had to talk about it on the press
in the
box
United
on
States.
Sunday on
in the
radio.
United States.
And if someone could get a message to Jim White, I'm really sorry I couldn't say hi to him. He was in the room, and he's one of our best buddies, but Dez Kelly was doing the interview, and Jim didn't chime in, and I'm like, all I want to do. So aside from being on the radio on Sunday and talking about this, no, it's a silent story. And for me to tell the people in the UK that no one's talking about this right now because we're all waiting for Peyton Manning to make his decision.
Right.
They're like, really? No one wants to talk about this? Not right now. We got bigger fish to fry.
So here's the thing. Look, it's a negative story for the league.
Very negative
story. And the league doesn't want to be talking about this negative story.
No.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if the league right now, if Goodell gets on the podium in the next 4 hours and announces the punishment for the Saints. Because, look, what are you going to lead with? Are you going to lead with the Saints?
45 minutes from now.
Why not?
1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's the best time to have a press conference.
The league.
Unless you want the story to go away, in which case you do it at the end of the business day. When so the, 7 p.m.
Yeah,
7 p.m. Eastern
print,
time.
When print's already
print's
done.
Print media's done.
Yeah. And
print goes to bed at midnight, so you got to do it at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's okay. A little late.
No, it isn't.
Well, because no one watches
Why?
In the East.
Right.
Because they're all in bed. Print media's gone to bed. They're going to have. It's going to rely on the. Uh-oh.
Text from Chrissy Weathersby. What? I'm in the hills in Santa Barbara, so I have no idea what's going on.
Chrissy's is in the hills of Santa
true?
Barbara. We're supposed to feel sorry for her because she's a Broncos fan who lost her Tim Tebow.
This is incredible news.
Oh, she's happy.
Woohoo!
Okay, go,
yes.
Chrissy.
So she's happy, yes. She just didn't hear about it because she's filming
Santa Barbara. I know.
Something where yes. She's like jumping off mountaintops.
Or she's just being a girl who's very happily married and is in the hills of Santa Barbara.
Well, that's true, too.
Either
are good things, yes.
So Tim Tebow Stockwatch, they have at the top of their ticker.
The Patriots. Yes.
What up with that?
Because Bill Belichick will use him like no one else has used him.
Oh, he'll install goal line packages.
Yes.
And – Boy, if I'm Tom Brady, that makes me mad, but he doesn't care about Tom Brady's feelings.
Play
some Wildcat.
Play some as fullback, Wildcat.
You know, we had Miami beat us twice in one season with this Wildcat nonsense. You don't think I can do this? College BS option.
But right below the Patriots.
Miami.
And
Jags.
Yeah.
And, wow, Bill Belichick. He would do something like that. I don't care that I have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. This gives me an extra chance to score at goal line situations.
So there you go.
Feelings be damned.
You do want to talk about Mario Williams got a big payday.
Buffalo, what are they doing up there, man?
Spending money.
Spending money. Spending a lot too much money, if you ask me.
No.
A lot too much money. $50 million for a guy who doesn't finish seasons?
$50 million.
He's usually injured?
Ouch.
Just because he's usually injured, not because of what I said.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure, once again, that the Buffalo Bills are spending money wisely. If they had that much money, wouldn't you go spend it?
Why don't you put together a team instead of buy a guy?
Wouldn't you go spend it to bring in several key positions that you need?
That's my point of
a team.
Right.
Yeah.
Put in a supporting cast, not a guy.
And what is Fitzpatrick doing putting his back, carving it into the side of his head when they signed Stevie Johnson? Did you see that? Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
Of Fitzpatrick with his back and really? Good.
Happy for you.
Glad
he's a Harvard guy. I mean, he's smart.
Yeah, he is a smart guy.
But
so there's the thing. That's my only thing with the Mario Williams thing. It's interesting that, look, that's the only place he visited. That was his only place, Jeff. Did you know that? Mario Williams didn't go anywhere but Buffalo.
Dude, if someone throws 50 million gura in front of me, Steven, I wouldn't even call you until I'm settled at my new home in Tennessee along a river somewhere in my big place with a big front porch with a giant car bear out front.
Yeah.
I've got to finish my giant car bear, and then I think about calling you and going, oh, by the way, Steven, I've moved to Tennessee.
Wow, thanks.
50 million gura?
Thanks. Thanks for sharing that, by the way.
But my wife won't even know. She won't even.
Oh,
where's Jeff been?
I don't know.
Where's Jeff? He's been carving his bear. His
I'll
giant
remember.
Bear for his front porch.
That's good to know because I have like the inside scoop that I might be winning the $241 million lottery that gets drawn. And I'll remember that.
All
when I win
like
it.
$5 million.
When I win it, I'm not going to tell you where I went.
I want my place on the river near the waterfall in Tennessee with the big bear on the front porch.
Me, Trisha, and the girls will be gone. You guys, you'll come over and you'll be like knocking on the door. You have key to come in, so you'll come into the house.
Let's come in.
They're not here. Their cars are parked out front,
the
but they're not
fed.
Here. Yeah, what's going on?
The fish are missing. Oh, something's wrong.
Are you making fun of my fish tank?
I'm saying you take it with you.
You haven't even seen the second fish tank, have you?
Can't wait. You invite me over. I went over Saturday, and you weren't finished.
That's
okay.
Right.
Breaking news from Peter King.
Oh, no.
This is I hear Alex Smith's agent Tom Condon has spoken to the Dolphins this afternoon. And he said early, hearing Alex Smith is very serious about Miami, if they're serious about him.
They better be serious about him. And what does that do for the Niners?
Isn't it perfect that San Francisco finally pays for their mistreatment of people.
Yeah.
They go out and they just dabble with little, we're just checking, we're just wondering.
The Niners will be in serious trouble if they lose Alex Smith.
Colin, they'll have to get another quarterback because Colin Kaepernick's not ready. He may be the future of that team, but friends, he's not ready.
He may have to get ready in a hurry. There's nobody left. Who are you going to call, Brett Favre?
You're going to draft somebody. You're going to get the old guy, the old quarterback coming out
of
the
draft. You got the 30th pick in the league.
You can get him in the first round. He should go in
the second.
He's going to
go way before then.
You think the old guy's going to go in the first round?
Yes.
Wow, this league is upside down and so desperate for quarterbacks, it can't even breathe.
There's not going to be a quarterback at 30th.
Why aren't you getting in shape and going and playing football?
Because I'm 42. Nobody wants a 42-year-old quarterback.
How old is this guy? He's 20. He's going to be 30 when the season starts.
He will be 30 when the season starts.
He's a rookie.
But you know, he just
played pro baseball.
He doesn't have the hits. He doesn't have 10 years
of
hits.
When was the last time you were hit?
Oh, that's true.
Your daughter tackles you all the time, but you let her tackle you.
Oh my God, Emma's gotten so strong, dude.
You know, who's gotten strong. Something, something. See you later.
Really?
I picked her up because she's always been a munchkin.
Yeah.
And I picked her up, and she beat Kara this weekend at the Fallbrook Gymnastics competition. Yeah,
she came over to the house the other day.
She did, and she said, you know, Steven still calls me something, something, see you later.
Did she say that?
Yeah. She said, do you know that? And I said, I would hope so. I said, does it bother you? She says, no. I said, do you like it? Yes. I said, then why wouldn't he call you that? This is from the Brett Favre video. Yeah, for those, I don't
know. Just let her know that if it ever starts to bother her, just to tell me and I'll stop. But it's cute.
It is cute. And she's adorable.
Yeah,
and she's really smallish. So she's gotten so over being smallish that when she stood on the podium winning this tournament, whatever gymnasts do.
Yeah.
Whatever gymnasts do. Is it a match? Is it a game? Is it a tournament?
It's a
competition.
It's a meet.
It's a meet. Thank you. So she won the meet. My daughter took second, and my daughter and she have been best friends for a long time. But usually my daughter wins.
Right.
But the funny thing is my daughter has gotten really lazy and decided that – not lazy. She's a great athlete. But she doesn't have the heart of a champion.
Right.
She likes to have fun.
She wants to
play. Sarah has a chip on her shoulder and wants to be great.
Yes.
Well, two ships have passed in the night.
And in Kara's defense, she's a little tall for a gymnast.
She knows. She's 5'9".
Sarah is the
right
perfect
there.
Height.
5'1".
Yes.
So I go to pick her up. The girl has turned into solid muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
Nearly hurt my back.
When you work out that much, it doesn't matter how tall you are. Have you ever picked up Chrissy? She's all solid.
I haven't
she's,
asked to pick up Chrissy,
oh,
but
okay.
I don't...
A long time ago, I used to mess around and throw over my shoulder.
Miss Antelope Valley, whom I dated in college, was a beautiful 5'6", looked very light.
Yeah.
And she used to carry me up a flight of stairs on her back because she grew up in Lancaster throwing hay in a barn. And it's like, she looks
hay
tiny.
Hay throwing gals.
Yeah.
They're the best.
And she could carry me up a flight of stairs at 225 on her back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was a beauty queen. It was amazing. Anyways. We got to get out of here.
We
what
do got to get out. Well,
else?
I don't know. We talked about Williams.
We don't leave anything.
Oh, well, the Saints. Let's talk about the Saints. We haven't discussed them. We talked about how the league.
Who they say they're going to suspend them Saints?
Here's the deal. And if you're Roger Goodell and you want everybody to take notice at how serious you are with player safety.
How serious?
Everybody got to go.
How serious are we taking player safety?
If you're taking, there are people like Ndamukong Suh and James Harrison. They're all watching.
He probably hasn't slept yet. He's
sitting by
his TV
trying,
on NFL
Network. I don't want to miss this announcement.
I'm not going to miss it because they better be slapped them harder than they ever have me.
And if you just find somebody some money, then everybody's going to be like, all right, we'll
do it. Apparently it's cool.
We'll
it's
do
all
it.
About the money.
Yeah, we'll do it and we'll get fined and okay, so be it. You want to scare people to never even think about coming up with some bounty pool ever again.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
You take the lead dog.
Okay, but...
Which is Greg Williams.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Yes.
Welcome, Steven.
I'm on a hot seat now. I'm trying to see... Hold on one second. I was just checking to see if I could buy 3 shares of Facebook. Okay.
It's not for sale yet.
I know, but when
you're going to drive that price the first day.
Yeah.
Were you paying too much attention at our marketing meeting with Adam and Mark and then explaining all of their ways of making money
that
Facebook has?
Yes.
You weren't paying attention.
If I get four shares of Facebook, now it's gone up to four shares.
And it becomes
shares.
A 10-bagger?
Yeah. Come on.
You'll have made $60, $70.
$70, $80.
Yeah,
bucks.
Damn. You could buy me lunch. So
I could use $80 right now.
You're on the hot seat.
I'm on the hot seat. Okay, I'm on the hot seat.
Minimum. Okay, no, first part of the hot seat.
Can I tell you what I would do?
First part of the hot seat.
Okay, what's the first?
Who has to be punished the most? And here's your choices. Mickey Loomis, who's the general manager.
Yes.
I got to just educate people sometimes. Mickey Loomis, general manager of the Saints, who knew about this and was told to fix it. Sean Payton, head coach, who knew about this and was told to fix it.
Okay.
Greg Williams, the instigator of this thing. He didn't start the program, but he got enthusiastically involved in the program and pretty much made it the illegal situation that it is by a coach getting involved with his money. It makes it go off the charts. It's not a player thing. It's a team thing.
Right.
So who gets punished the most?
Well, you're leaving.
I'm leaving the owner out.
You're leaving
because
the
owner didn't know, supposedly, by all accounts we have.
That's not the account that I'm hearing. The account is that he was told, your team's doing this, and Mr. Benson, your team is doing this, and you need to...
And he passed it on to Mickey.
And he passed it on. So he knew.
And Mickey passed on to Sean, and Sean went to Greg and said, stop it, and it didn't.
And it didn't.
So you want to punish Benson.
I want to punish Benson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so who gets punished the hardest?
The hardest is going to be Greg Williams.
Okay.
I'm going to smack him.
The second part of this, what do you do with Greg Williams?
Okay. Here are the suspensions and the fines.
Cuz I've gone historically, Stephen, for my piece Sunday for TalkSport Radio.
Right.
I went and looked up the worst suspensions in the history of the NFL and sport. The worst suspensions have not been very harsh.
No.
Like, 1 year has been, like, the harshest suspension of all time.
And that's when I'm giving Greg Williams.
Okay.
Greg Williams, I know you just took a new, position.
Defensive coordinator of the
with
St. Louis
Rams. And to the Rams, I apologize, but you should have known. You should have done your background and your check.
I'm sure Jeff Fisher did.
Okay. Greg Williams, $500,000, fine. You're gone for a year.
$500,000 fine. You know how much money that is for somebody who makes?
$500,000 fine,
and you're gone
for a year.
That hurts.
Okay? Sean Payton.
Probably fits the crime.
You're the head coach.
Right.
And for the head coach to tell me you don't know what all's going on with your club,
I don't buy it. That's part of the problem is they lied.
I don't buy it at all. I'm going to give you $250,000 fine, and you're gone 8 games. That's half the season.
How did the Saints do when Sean Payton couldn't be on the sideline because he hurt his leg?
Not well.
They didn't do well.
They didn't
did
do
they?
Well.
They really floundered.
Mr. Benson and Loomis, you guys, I'm going to lump you guys together because you are the organization.
Okay.
For the organization, you're going to get $1 million fine. You're going to lose this year's first round draft pick and next year's second and third round draft picks. Don't ever do this again, is what I'm saying.
And the message gets communicated to
now,
the rest of the league.
I'm not done.
Oh, wait. Steve is just getting started?
All right.
Hell, son.
Every single player that was associated with this in a rotating fashion so that you can actually field a team will get suspended for 4 games.
Holy crap, Steven. You're talking about 25 guys.
4 games. It'll be rotated. We'll make sure you can feel the team, but it's 4 games for everybody who put in a penny into this bounty pool. You're gone for 4 games. Doesn't matter if it was 1 cent or $10,000. You're not playing in 4 games next season. Not paid.
Okay, my turn.
Yes.
My turn.
I got mad.
You did, but you know what? I don't blame you. My turn. Greg Williams out for a year. $250,000 fine, because I honestly think you have to look at someone's financial resources. And assistant coaches in the NFL generally don't make that much bank.
Yeah, he's been in the league for a long time.
He has,
dude,
but
makes
he don't
bank.
Make that much bank. He's not rich, okay?
Okay.
He's not. He's Obama rich, but he's not rich.
He's Obama rich.
Just saying. Depending on where you live, it could be a lot of money or it could be a little bit of money. And so Greg Williams out for a season. I totally agree with you on that. The amount of money, I just dial back a little bit. Sean Payton, I suspend for 4 games. You did four?
I did eight. I did eight. Half a season.
Okay, I'm doing four. Mickey Loomis, I don't bring Mr. Benson into it, but he does peripherally because he employs all these guys. And Mr. Benson is going to see himself and the organization find $1 million, possibly $2 million. And they will lose, I agree, this year's first. And I like what you've done with the rest of this. Now, the players is where I differ because this is an institutional sin, I think the players and the fine line from what players have always done to what they did, the difference was that the coach got involved.
Right.
Okay? And the difference was it was pay for pain. It wasn't pay for play. It wasn't making a plays inside the 20. It wasn't for stripping the ball or something like that and causing a turnover. It was mostly Jonathan Vilma saying $10,000 to knock out Brett Favre.
Right.
Now, Jonathan Vilma is suspended for 8 games. The rest of the guys are told, get your heads out. You're not doing this again. I don't put this on the players. I put this on the coaches and the management.
I understand that.
Because it's a very fine line that they crossed.
When you have video of an audio of guys yelling, pay me the money because Brett's done for the night.
That's symbolic. That's symbolic, Steven. And that, again, what Jonathan Vilma did with his $10,000 bounty to hurt Favre.
Right.
Was just he just tweaked a system that's already in place, and that's our war cry. Instead of I got the mother bleaker, it's now pay me the money.
But the thing is,
and then therefore, what's Deion Sanders fine because so he's been show me the money?
You're punishing you're punishing the one guy who put out the bounty,
the largest amount of
but
money.
But you're not punishing the guys who went and did it.
I punish the guy who took out the hit, not the guy who's a hitman.
Yeah, see.
Because
that,
the fact is, nobody
the hitman
collected.
Needs to get.
Nobody collected because Brett never left the game.
Right.
He played horribly because he was limping around on one foot.
Because they killed
and
him.
And it was one of the most heroic performances I've ever seen, and I don't use that word lightly.
They killed him.
They probably ended his career.
Yes. I think that the players should
prematurely.
Be held. I think the players should be held accountable.
Okay. Yeah. I just think it's a fine line, Steven, and I think the most egregious sin of all was Vilma's thing that we know of. There may be more. But if we have something that egregious, then that's it.
We got to go, people. We do want to tell you, Ravies are coming the very next show we do.
Balloting is done.
Within a few days will be the 7th annual Ravies.
And many of the results will be shocking.
They will be shocking to you. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.